It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A 26-year-old in Harlem now facing charges in the death of her 4-year-old son. Let's get the story live from our Glenn Chuck.
And that mother is Natavia Ragsdale. She was saying nothing with her head down as she was let out of the 32nd precinct last night. Among the other charges, a very serious, she'll be facing a criminally negligent homicide. And Ragsdale will be in court in Lower Manhattan later on today. Now, her son, Jameek Modlin, found dead in the apartment here in Adam Clayton Powell Sunday night. It turns out it was Jameek's father, who actually doesn't live here, was the one who called 911. There was a vigil outside the apartment earlier on Monday.
Because this was a baby that will no longer celebrate. He won't celebrate his 5th birthday.
Oh.
But we're going to be here to tie these balloons for him to let you know that we love you.
Lord, we pray for the community that's also is hurting right now.
And Susan, the neighbors are actually telling us they didn't even know that Ragsdale had a child. So again, even though these charges have been filed, the investigation goes on and the autopsy, the exact cause of death, will be determined. Although police are saying that Jameek was extremely malnourished. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Harlem.
Mayor Adams to face reporters again today at his weekly Q&A. And if you were wondering whether Governor Hochul was going to exercise her authority to remove the mayor from office amid his federal bribery scandal, it looks like the answer is not anytime soon.
The mayor has been very focused. We've been working closely through this chaos, and I had asked him to work to bring in new blood and new people to help stabilize the city, calm it all down, and he's doing that.
The governor, speaking at the Columbus Day Parade, the mayor, for his part, has downplayed the notion that he's cleaning house. The resignations, first deputy mayor for public safety, the school's chancellor, and the police commissioner, none of whom have been accused of wrongdoing. Multiple top aides have had their homes raided and devices seized. The mayor has pleaded not guilty to 5 federal counts of both accepting and soliciting bribes from the government of Turkey in exchange for political favors. Meantime, the New York Times has reported that the Manhattan DA's office is looking into alleged corruption involving the city's leasing of commercial properties. Amidst all of that, word that one of the entities looking into the Adams administration is too short-staffed to do it.
In a letter to the city's budget director, Oversight Committee Chairwoman Gail Brewer said the DOI simply doesn't have enough people to cover the amount of work necessary to support their ongoing investigations.
The department investigation is swamped. You know they're working with Southern District, Eastern District, District Attorney of New York, etc.
Brewer said the mayor's office rejected a request from DOI to hire 6 new investigative support staffers and 2 new IT technicians.
You need to have really good watchdogs. And I discussed this way before anything was taking place.
In a statement, the DOI said they appreciate Chair Brewer's support and look forward to continuing their ongoing budget dialogue with the mayor's office. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
One bright spot for New Yorkers, the possibility of a subway series. I mean, not to get ahead of ourselves, but...
Struck him out swinging. Another great change. Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees win.
Yeah, John Sterling on the Fan as the Yanks took game 1, 5-2 over Cleveland.
Yankee fans went home happy.
I didn't have a single doubt. This team looks great. We're meant. This is our year. We took care of business in the ALDS. Starting off strong in the ALCS. Yankees in 5. World Series, here we come. Let's go.
That's Joe from Southington, Connecticut, here with his son, praising Big G Giancarlo Stanton and pitcher Carlos Rodon. But Billy from Bayville, New Jersey, says this is a team effort.
It's going to take everyone. I mean, everyone's here for a reason, so it's going to take everybody.
On to game 2. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Game 2 is tonight at the stadium. As for the Mets, they beat the Dodgers 7-3 to even the NLCS at a game apiece. Game 3 is coming up tomorrow night at Citi Field. The United Bodegas of America stepping up to catch a criminal.
We are offering $2,000 to anyone that can give us information, that can produce an arrest and a conviction.
Spokesman Fernando Mateo, after a bodega worker was stabbed early Sunday morning at the BP gas station on Westchester Avenue in the Bronx. The 25-year-old, who is now home recovering, was trying to stop some guy from shoplifting. This comes after about another 50 bodegas got panic buttons.
Those bodegas were hot spots. And fortunately, after the panic buttons were installed, crime has dropped in those bodegas.
Well, Mateo is now calling on the city to install these panic buttons in more locations. The 11th hour fight continues to save the Elizabeth Street Community Garden in Nolita. In fact, City Councilmember Christopher Marte tells the New York Post they are asking the mayor to consider a DEP water facility lot along with a federal parking lot as alternate locations for new senior housing. He says both spaces already have buildings that are ready to be converted. So far, no comment from City Hall. The foreclosure date for the garden is Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!